Have you ever found yourself so frustrated, up in the middle of the night, Googling for solutions to how to help with your constant fatigue or low energy or brain fog? Just why am I feeling just off or always in a mood? I know I have. And accompany that with possibly being sold products that may not be the best for our bodies because we're in such a vulnerable place to try anything to help us. I had the pleasure of chatting with co-founder and CEO of Joy Women's Wellness, Katie Whalen. Katie shares her story on how Joy was born from her own struggles, and she realized that she wasn't alone in those feelings of fatigue, feeling hormonal all the time, overweight, struggling with brain fog, and she knew she was ready to feel good again. And she also knew other women needed this help too. With the help of balancing her hormones and peptide therapy, she discovered a path to overall wellness and vitality. Joy is a place where women can find answers, manage their health holistically, and truly start to feel like themselves again. Throughout our conversation, you can find out if this is an avenue that can help you reclaim your health and well-being so you can feel your best from the inside out too. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. We have a special guest on the show that I have the honor of chatting with on a topic I am personally very much looking forward to learning about. Just being in my current season of life with weaning my daughter from nursing and getting my cycle back a couple months ago, just the whole postpartum whirl of hormonal roller coasters and all those internal body changes that we all moms go through. So just hello to my current, you know, past 4 years of my life, just with pregnancies and postpartum and the healings and all those things. I can't wait to unpack it. So our bodies are so miraculous. But there's a lot going on internally that sometimes shows on the outside. So I can't wait to jump in and speak to Katie Whalen, co-founder and CEO of Joy Women's Wellness, a hormone balancing and peptide therapy company to help women feel better and just feel like themselves again. So today's chat is going to just, I feel it's going to be so relatable. And I'm so intrigued, like I said, to learn about this brand, the mission, the impactful story of how it was created, and just all the things, hormone optimization, balance, peptide therapy, and get deep into what that is also, and how we as moms can benefit from it. So Katie, I want to pass over the mic to you if you could share your story, how Joy was born, and just about the company itself.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna, thank you for having me. I'm a mama of two little ones, so I am right in the season of juggling it all right now. So, hats off to all the other mamas out there. I have not slept the last couple of nights, but you know, I started Joy. Well, the mission is really simple. I want to help women feel better based on what I went through myself. And it really, honestly, it started with my husband going through his own health stuff first. I threatened him with divorce pretty early on in our marriage because his hormones went out of whack. We had a bunch of stress in our life. I was 35 and really ready to start a family. And right away, we had huge heartbreak with miscarriages and IVF and all the things. And so we didn't know it at the time, but that affected his hormones. And he, it took him years. It took him years to figure out what it was, even though he was in healthcare. You know, he went to enough doctors that said, you're normal, you're fine, you're young. And finally, he figured out, went to a functional doctor, figured out it was his hormones from all the stress. His testosterone was like pretty much non-existent. So we got him help first, and him being the healthcare entrepreneur, he decided to start the men's side of our company, Blokes. I was not involved. I was having babies. I was like, go have fun, do that work. I'm doing my own thing. But then a few years later, after my struggles and after having two babies, I was in my low 40s. And then I was like, wow, I am a different person. I don't recognize myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have the energy to take care of these babies that I wanted so badly. And that's when I knew it was kind of like a make or break time for me, when I was like, what am I going to do? Or am I going to do something about this? And luckily, I was able to get the help I needed through the men's side of the company. Mm-hmm. But I was still blown away by what balancing my hormones, what peptide therapy did for me. I knew I got to a place that way better than I imagined. I blew past my goal. I felt better than I did even before I started to try to have kids. So at that point, I was like, what are we doing not serving women? Like, there's no one that needs therapies and knowledge like this more than moms and more than women who go through all the things that we mm-hmm. go through. So that's really why Joy was born.
I'm just like staring at you right now because it's so true. I started like tracking my cycle. What is my mood on this day? Is it hormone related? Is it just a hard parenting day? Did I not get sleep this day? Like, there's so much things that go into not just like being a mom and having to raise little ones. It's what's going on inside. You know, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why am I lethargic, brain fog, all those things. So I keep talking, like keep diving in. I want to know, like, how did you, cause there's a men's side. So then a women's side, how was that formulated? Like, did you link with doctors? How did you learn how like hormone balancing, how that works with a female body and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not medically trained. So we hire them all out. We have a great team of medical advisors. One of our co-founders, Dr. Folkers, comes from a functional medicine background. So him and my husband had worked together before, and he's the one that kind of brought peptides into our world and opened up our eyes to those kind of, like, I think of them as more holistic therapies. So we have a team of great people who kind of inform our protocols and who prescribe our therapies and kind of, you know, really help in the medical side of it. But, you know, for me, it was like just eye-opening to learn through my own journey what each of our hormones do. And then after you're done having your babies, like how you recover from that. And then you go straight into perimenopause, which I didn't even know what that term was. But basically for 10 years, our bodies are just like in flux and our hormones are fluctuating even more than, you know, our monthly cycles. And women really start to feel it in ways that make them feel like, you know, they're more depressed or they're more anxious or they're weight is so much harder to keep off, and things that really like affect your quality of life. So the more I've learned about it and spoken to doctors and listened, you know, read books, the more passionate I am about just educating women. So, you know, like what's happening in your body and also giving them tools to figure it out, like with a lab, for instance. You know, we're so complex, but like, if you really can dive deep and see a picture of all your blood markers with what's going on, then that's a really helpful place to go. Like, oh, could be something so simple that's making you not feel good. Like maybe your vitamin D levels are low, but it could be, you know, a bunch of different things. So I think it's just important to figure it out.
Yeah, of course. So talk to me more about just, you mentioned like the importance of your hormones and what they do for us and what happens when. Can you talk to me a little bit about just hormone imbalances within women and within moms, yeah, and kind of what happens maybe postpartum, or you said perimenopause?
Well, the first thing I actually got on when I started my hormone journey was testosterone, because mine was so low. And we see most women with such low testosterone, and a lot of it has to do with, there's a bunch of environmental things, there's stress, But really, the birth control pill really lowers our testosterone. And a lot of women, unfortunately, are on that for so long that it really affects your hormones. So that is the first one that kind of opened my eyes to go like, wait, what, like, I need this. And why is mine low? And so that really helped me with brain fog and feeling like I was actually doing something in the gym. Like I felt myself getting stronger, which helped me feel more motivated. And then, so I was just on that for a while, but then I learned about progesterone because I started feeling, I noticed my anxiety levels were crazy. And I was like, why am I thinking all these negative things? And I didn't use it.
My hands up right now. Just, yeah, those intrusive thoughts are still lingering. And I'm like, get away, go away.
Kids, right? I mean, you have these little beautiful things that you love so much. And you're like, it's my job to keep them safe and healthy and happy. And that's a lot of pressure. But also a lot of, part of it could be your hormones because they are in flux. And when we're in perimenopause, that's usually the first thing to go is your progesterone. So your progesterone starts to lower about 10 years before menopause. And that is the hormone that helps us with anxiety and calmness and reduced racing thoughts. A lot of women say they wake up at 2 or 3 in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep. So progesterone really helps us in that way. And there's actually an interesting stat that women in their 20s and 30s, about 1 in 10 of them take a antidepressant, and we get to our 40s, it doubles to 1 in 5. Wow. So in my mind, it's a real like signal to like check in on like what's going on with that hormone.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because I don't want to, you know, bash medicine or anything like that. But sometimes I feel that sometimes doctors might want to push something a lot quicker than seeing, like, give me that hormone panel, give me that blood work. Let's see what's going on internally. That's just from my own personal experiences. So, okay. I just have so many questions for you. Peptide therapy. I've never heard of it. Can you dive in a little bit with that?
Yeah, of course. So I hadn't heard of it up until a couple of years ago either. And I think most people are in that boat. So we have thousands of peptides naturally occurring in our body, something like 7,000. So their job is to tell our cells to do specific tasks. So peptides for everything, hair, weight loss, skin, just any kind of cellular activity, there's a peptide for that. And we, of course, when we age, our levels decline of peptides. So that's what we do, is we add in peptide therapy with whatever specific symptom or issue you're having, or if it's just general vitality, you can add in a peptide. So it's synthetic, made in a lab, but it's made to be, you know, similar or very the same to what your body makes and produces to help. So it's just, and it, all it is like a very short chain of amino acids.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And one of my favorite peptides I kind of recommend to all my friends is called a growth hormone releasing peptide. Mm-hmm. So our growth hormone is our highest when we're like middle school age, and we lose that as we age. And if you think of all the things in that age, it's like you sleep deeper, you recover faster, you are able to build more lean muscle and reduce fat. You just have more energy. Your skin is firmer. So this peptide just tells your body when you're sleeping at night, when you're resting, is when you release growth hormone. So this peptide just tells your body to release more of its own natural growth hormone. Mm-hmm. So it kind of overall helps with vitality. And I think that's a pretty, pretty good one, a pretty cool one.
That is just bringing back college, Anat and Fizz class, all like the releasing and remaking those chains. And yeah. Okay. Now I get that. I've never heard of that, but it's so fascinating. I feel like I am just like on this huge educational researching with vitamins and supplements and how I can, you know, help my body just kind of thrive. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of where I feel like sometimes we can get lost in where to start. You know, I'm tired, I have brain fog, I don't have energy. Is there something inside of me, you know, that might be deficient? Or is it just because I'm up, you know, multiple times a night? So tell me how someone could kind of get started. Like, what's that first step?
I mean, I think the easiest first step is to just do a blood test, because Chances are there's several things. I mean, chances are you could use a supplement of a vitamin, you know, we look at inflammation markers. So maybe there's like a food that's inflaming you. There's lots of, you know, test your thyroid because there's lots of issues with thyroid, your metabolic health. There's lots of things that it could be. And I think that's the easiest way to kind of get started. So you get a picture of what's going on underneath and you match that with what your symptoms and your goals are. And then you can decide from there, like, do I maybe need to add in a hormone or is it just, do I, maybe I just need a little extra energy boost and this peptide does that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It's so fascinating how just we can take, is it pills? Are they shots? Like kind of how, like, once we get, let's say, on a regimen, like how would that look?
Peptides come in basically all of the above. There are injections, there are nasal sprays, there are capsules and troches that dissolve in your mouth. I have a peptide skin cream that's really amazing. All the time I had like three different women text or email me once about this cream and they were like, I'm up for my Botox and I'm like, I don't need it. It like really helps your skin regenerate, which is cool. So yeah, it's all of the above. They come in all different forms. We have a gut health peptide that really helps heal your gut. It's really amazing for anyone with like digestive issues, IBS. But that comes in a capsule, which I would recommend for those kind of issues. Or it comes in an injection. If you have like a soft tissue injury that you need to heal, you can inject it right into like a wound. So all different kinds of weight applications. But you know what the first peptide was? Is insulin is a peptide.
And that was going to be a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like we just maybe different term that we're thinking of, but they've been around a while.
No, that does. It does connect the dots. And just in that sense of we're deficient in something or our body isn't making something right on its own. Exactly. Yeah. What insulin injections do. Okay. So I'm just like trying to just, cause it's something that I've never heard of. And I'm just trying to think of like, what would a mom listening to this right now, you know, what questions might they have? So speaking to like, if I go to your website, How does this link with like my primary doctor? Like, would I have to like talk with them too, or how does that work?
You don't have to. A lot of people come to us without that. But
like
it's
a referral, I guess that was the word.
You can. I mean, I'm going to tell you honestly. I think a lot of doctors might not know what peptide therapy is either. I think it's a little more specialized. I also can tell you, in terms of hormones, that you know our doctors don't really study menopause and perimenopause care in school. They say like 1 in 5 OBGYNs have ever, you know, studied it. So what we do is a little bit of a specialty. And, you know, I think we look at it through a holistic lens. Mm-hmm. So we certainly can be in partner with any doctor. You know, for instance, I have a patient that is going through some chemotherapy. So I'm giving them some glutathione shots. And we obviously cleared that with their doctor first. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, you're a master antioxidant that's going to help them recover. So that, you know, that those kind of things we want to definitely work with other doctors. But in general, this is preventative medicine. We're trying to help people feel their best mm-hmm. before it gets too far, really. Before there's a disease, is kind of our goal, just to help you feel better and kind of dig into what you can be doing to optimize your health.
Yeah. I was just going to say like to take back control of what's going on, take back control of your health, of your life. You know, I feel like so often we just get lost in the monotony and the, you know, consistency of just like the mundane day after day, after day, after day, even if we're feeling crummy, you know, we're not looking for those answers because it just must be the way it is, you know?
We kind of accept that like feeling crummy then as normal. And that's really sad because it doesn't have to be that way, but fixing it does take some work. You have to work on your health. And that's, I think if you prioritize it, you know, that's something that's important to me. It may not be important to everyone, but I think, you know, just like working on a relationship, you have to work on your health. And mm-hmm. to me, it's important.
And this is, I just feel like, I don't know if this is new, like new, and is innovative the right word? Just like a newer type of avenue, right? This is newer to me. So I guess I'm just speaking for me, but I feel like there's just a lot more holistic approaches to health.
Yeah. And I think that there's always been, or for a while, there's been, you know, functional doctors or holistic or naturopathic doctors. But one thing that's cool about now, and like, you know, for us, it was COVID that brought on, you know, the choice to be a telehealth company, is that like, you can really access more people. So I think that's our goal, is to be able to like say, hey, there's this thing that maybe you could find a doctor here or there, you know, in certain cities, bigger areas, but like we're trying to be more accessible to those people that don't have those, you know, local resources. Say there's another way to do healthcare, and it can coincide with, you know, your other healthcare, but this is way more preventative and hopefully it's more accessible now.
I love it. I love it. So where can we find you or find Joy Wellness, Women's Wellness?
Yeah, our website is Choose Joy, and it's JOI, and that's .co. So that's our website. And then, you know, I do a lot on Instagram, and that's Joy Women's Wellness there.
Awesome. I love it. Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time and just with being with us today. I cannot wait to listen back to this episode. And to my mamas, everything that we discussed, everything will be linked in the show notes below. The website, Instagram, just how to get started with Joy Women's Wellness, how to learn more. And thank you so much for being with us today, Katie.
Thank you so much. Had a blast.
Yeah, me too. And until next week, mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.